You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps Lock Haven. WPSU is traveling to towns across central and northern Pennsylvania to collect oral history recordings. In Lock Haven, we paired with a college journalism class and had students find someone interesting to interview. Today, Lock Haven University student Deja Summers Searles talks with Professor Lori Kennedy about her recent health issues.
Tell us about Dr. Kennedy. What's your story?
Oh, that's a big
question.
I actually wrote a book about my story, my beginnings of my story in Portsmouth, Virginia, and growing up in poverty and suffering a variety of abuses and traumas and being able to overcome that. I think one of the reasons you asked to interview me is because of something that most recently happened, which was a situation that I found myself in health-wise when I learned that I had a brain aneurysm. You know, most people, when you hear of an aneurysm, especially a cerebral one, you think ticking time bomb, when are you going to fall over? And like a lot of people, I had that preconceived notion about it. And so I freaked out like anybody else. And I ended up having to go to the doctor that night because I was in a panic. And then I had to go beyond thinking, okay, this isn't real, to now what is going to happen to me, my children, my life. It really puts things into perspective. They told me that we're going to recommend surgery. This was the beginning of the semester. I had to plan for the semester like anyone else. And I'm scared.
So how were you, like, throughout that time from June to September? Like, how was your spirit? Like, how did you feel?
I felt horrible. All I could see was my kids and the possibility of them not having a mother. We never told my kids what was happening because I knew if I told them I'm having a brain surgery, they would lose it, and I could not be strong for them and for myself in that moment. I can say for certain that this is the thing that brought me to my knees and kept me there.
So day leading up to the surgery, like, how was it? Like,
I had a perfect peace.
Really?
What else could I do? I kind of compared it to this. I compared it to getting on a plane. You know, like, there are a lot of people who are fearful of flying. I'm one of those people. I used to be really afraid. I'm not afraid anymore. But I think of it like this. Most people are afraid of flying because they're thinking about how difficult of a job it is to fly a plane. And so we sit in that seat fearing for the pilot because we know the enormity of that job. But what I had to realize was my job, if I'm on a plane, is to sit in that plane, be calm, and just ride. I feel like I went in one Lori and came out another Lori. It strengthened my faith in God. It strengthened my resolve, and it actually pushed forward my understanding of my purpose. Each trauma and each situation, rather than getting down and becoming despondent about them, I am looking for, what is the lesson in this? Where am I going to be graduating to next? What am I supposed to do with this particular situation?
Lock Haven University student Deja Summers Searles talks with Professor Lori Kennedy. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.